Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. State lawmakers came down on the side of consumer privacy yesterday with the passage of a bill that requires a warrant or court order to obtain information on customer purchases from booksellers. The bill provides similar privacy protections to those currently in place for library records and has the support of the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Leland Yee, Democratic state senator from San Francisco, sponsored the legislation, saying that digital book services can collect details about what readers browse without their knowledge. The bill now heads to the governor's office for his signature. Also moving through the halls of the state capitol is a bill that would ban K-12 public schools from charging students fees to participate in classes, sports, and clubs. State senators signed off on the legislation, and it now moves to the assembly for a final vote. The San Joaquin Valley is one of the smoggiest air basins in the country, and planners there are encouraging community designs that help get people out of their cars. But as Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca found on a visit to one popular new development, the ideal of smart growth can be elusive in the valley.
It's not hard to get Ken and Becky Larson and their neighbor Mary Nixon to tell you what they like about their brand new homes. First, the backyards.
It's just the patio.
And we've mowed enough lawn in our life. We don't want to mow any more lawn. This is ideal for us.
And the energy-saving air conditioners.
There's two thermostats. There's an upstairs and a downstairs thermostat.
And let's not forget the tankless water heaters.
Oh, I'm bragging about that to all my friends.
These houses at Harlan Ranch feature dozens of eco-friendly and high-tech amenities. It's a planned community east of Fresno, and it's built around shared green space with walking paths, playgrounds, a school, and an amphitheater for outdoor movies and concerts. But life here still involves a lot of driving. The Larsons' full-size Ford Expedition fills their garage. Mary Nixon invites me just across the street to the ranch clubhouse and pool.
What's up to you? What do you use?
Let's do it. Even though it's not that much of a walk, let's just drive over there and we'll just get right into the pool area.
And that's part of the problem. Living in a smart growth community doesn't necessarily get you out of your car. In fact, residents here pretty much have to drive everywhere, to work, the supermarket, and the pharmacy. Even if you were really committed to not using a car, it would be almost impossible to walk to the nearest grocery store. I tried.
No shade. And the sun's climbing higher. I'm just carrying my tape recorder. I can't imagine lugging groceries. So I'm getting to the end of the sidewalk that runs along the wall outside of the development. There's actually a sign with a picture of a person walking and a red slash through it. This is where the sidewalk ends.
As you may have guessed, Harlan Ranch is built on a former horse ranch. I pass orchards and pastures walking along rural roads without much shoulder. It's nearly 5 miles to the shopping center.
So, I made it to the supermarket. It's over an hour and a half walk.
Back at Harlan Ranch, I catch up with developer Leo Wilson, who assures me plans are in the works for a shopping center as part of the development. But that could take more than a decade. Right now, he's focusing on the houses.
We're standing in the middle of a project that we're doing now that's 15 units per acre called Elevations.
That's 15 freestanding single-family homes per acre of land, more than double the goal regional smart growth planners have set for the San Joaquin Valley. Wilson balks at the idea that his high-density development 15 miles from downtown Fresno is contributing to urban sprawl.
This here right now is a little oasis. Are we a little far out? Sure, we're a little far out. If we weren't, we wouldn't be able to do this, you know, because we couldn't afford to do it.
Bottom line, it's easier and cheaper for developers to negotiate permits, put down sewer lines, and get financing for projects built on undeveloped ground. Smart growth advocates recognize there are problems when you build developments like this on the suburban fringe. Still, they've given Harlan Ranch awards.
Basically, it was sort of applauding these guys for doing sort of the best that they could.
Tony Boren heads the Fresno County Council of Governments, which helped develop the valley's smart growth blueprint.
In a best-case world, your job is right around the corner from where you live. That's ideally, that's what they teach us in planning school. But then you get out in the real world and you realize, wait a minute, that's not the way society has laid itself out.
And it's hard to compare the San Joaquin Valley, where there's still so much undeveloped land, to dense cities with better public transit and more robust job markets, like San Francisco. While he applauds developers for trying smart growth in the Central Valley, Boren says they need to look at alternatives to paving over some of the nation's most productive farmland.
Here we live in, you know, this marvelous garden. Really, it's that simple. And we just keep sprawling out, taking more and more bites of it. Once it's gone, you know, you can't get it back.
The problem is, developers and bankers here see downtown smart growth projects as risky and harder to sell. Sean Cantor is an economist and a professor at UC Merced. He's looked at the challenges of smart growth in the region and what developers are prepared to build.
They'll do it if it pencils out. So if the economics of it works for them, they're happy to build whatever people want to live in.
Here's the rub, though. Cantor says most people here don't want to live in condos downtown. But high-density developments in rural areas are catching on. And judging by the home sales at Harlan Ranch, it seems some Central Valley residents are happy with smaller houses and backyards. They're just not ready to give up their cars. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And you can see a slideshow of Sasha's long, hot walk and more online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.
Funds for the production of this report were provided by the Silicon Valley Community Foundation's Envision Bay Area Initiative, with more information available at youchoosebayarea.org.
That's the California Report for Friday, September 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. Paul Lancour directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, and Bridget Bodner. The editors were Dan Brecky and Kat Snow. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malion. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.